Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
Oh. Got
it. All right, Joe.
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
there are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are, why we're not marching in the streets.
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. And the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, let us all unite!
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the program tonight. My name is Joseph Gibson. It's 6:09 on the East Coast, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing here tonight? Hopefully everyone is doing a little bit better than the past shows that we've had. A couple of our supporters are not feeling well. Elizabeth Rondo, who's still in the hospital. Mike, I don't know if Mike's still in the hospital or not. Hopefully Mike is feeling a little bit better. I know he was on the last show that we had, and he didn't sound too well. And hopefully he's taking care of himself and things are going better for him. Hopefully, Joe and Sebastian Florida, things are going a little bit better for you also. I've been meaning to contact you personally. I'll contact you sometime this week. But I'm going to be going on vacation this week. Where? I'm not going to announce that because that's nobody's business but mine. But so there won't be a show on Thursday, most likely. Most likely, unless I do it on location. I might. So just have to stay tuned. Stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio. Pay attention to my Facebook page or just wait until I call you. Some of my people out there who I call for the show when I have the show. I'm going to be leaving most likely Thursday or Friday. So I'm just letting you know that there won't be a show most likely on Thursday. Or probably not even Sunday also, actually, now that I need to let you guys know this. Actually, let's see. Thursday. No, I can't do a show Thursday. So Sunday, no. There may not be a show on Thursday or Sunday or even the following Thursday. So I may have to do one on location. So I don't want to go without three shows because Blog Talk doesn't like that if you don't have a show. You know, you can skip a show here and there, maybe one or two, but if you go three, I don't know, Blog Talk Radio, I don't know what their policy is on that. They don't like that. So we may have to do one on location. Okay? And then you'll know where I'm at when I do it on location. Some of you already know where I'm going, but like I said, I don't want to announce it for the crazies out there. You know, because there are a lot of kooks out there and wackos, and we've combated these people before on this radio program. So, but anyway, I just want to let everyone know that. So we'll probably have to do one on location. Mike, I think he's out there listening tonight. I see a couple private numbers, and usually calls in a private number, so I hope he's doing well. We know Elizabeth Rondo cannot call in. She cannot call in because she's in the hospital. So, and I don't want to call her and bother her. So, and then, of course, we got Joe and Sebastian Florida. I hope you're doing well also. But anyway, okay, let's get on with the program. And I don't see any callers here. Usually I got a switchboard here that's pretty full of people that want to get in here and jump. Maybe people didn't think I was going to have a show. I've been posting it kind of late. The show title. Okay, we got someone who wants to jump in here. That's good. Let's see. Hang on. Let's see. Who is this person? Oh, okay. It's Joe from Sebastian, Florida. He wants to jump in here. So I'm going to go ahead and connect him because I need to figure out here what we're going to talk about. What's going to be the show topic tonight? Because I don't have a guest. I was trying to get a guest, but he canceled on me. So I'm kind of winging it here. So let's get Joe in there. All right, Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Hello, welcome to the program. The floor is yours. Talk away, please. Talk for 30 minutes if you can.
No, I don't talk that long, Joe. But I'll say good evening to everybody there that's on the net. And I want to give everybody an update on Michael, okay? His wife called tonight. He was tired. And he's still in the hospital, but he will be leaving the hospital and going to a rehab center, okay? Now, he's 350 pounds. That's an awful lot of weight to be carrying around. So it's about 35 pounds less. He's lost some weight, which is good. Now, if he keeps it up, it'll be a good idea. Now, the whole idea is he has to strengthen his legs and everything else so that he can walk. Now, that's why he fell down, because he got up from the chair, and I think maybe he got up a little bit too fast, and he passed out a little bit. Quite a bit. What saved him was he fell into the dog's bed, okay? And that, you know, that way Mrs. Rondo, if she had a dog, she might have saved her. You know, my Aunt Mary Dorsey, she fell over. Okay, it seemed as though that everybody wants to you know, pass out and fall over and do what you want. And my doctor has given me some pills that, you know, it helps your equilibrium when you get that way. And they say take one when you need it. Okay, well, you have to look ahead. Now, that is the story on Michael. I guess he's going to be listening. He said he might. He hasn't called me for a couple of days. I call on him, you know, that way not a lot less strain on him. But his wife does call me, and I appreciate it very much. So, you know, being far away. Now, as for me, I don't know how I'm going to say this, but they're picking me up tomorrow at 9:30, and they're going to take me over to a convalescent hospital. And they're going to talk to me about being, I'd like to say, a patient, but I'm going to say an inmate. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to find out what the cash money is and what they want and all of this. I talked to my daughter, Jeannie Cavanaugh, up in Wallingford, and she's given me ideas back and forth that I can talk on, and, reason with some people on what's happening and what they're going to do and how they're going to go about doing it. Well, other than that, I'm navigating. I myself fell down outside. I stepped, my dog dug a hole in the dirt. And when I was outside, my balance is not good. So therefore, what has happened, when I step on something that destroys my equilibrium a little bit, I have trouble regaining it. So I went down on the ground, and when you're down on the ground with nothing around you, it's very hard getting up. So basically, I used the bushes to pull myself up again and continued on from there. But I am mowing the lawn and doing all of those things, and probably tomorrow afternoon I will be cutting the bushes. Joe, that's about all I could mention right now. So back to you, sir. Over.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. I didn't interrupt you. I wanted you to have your say. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and mute your number, but I think Mike wanted to check in here and talk with you. So I'm going to leave you unmuted in case you want to jump in, just temporarily. And I think this might be Mike on the line. Go ahead. Hey, Mike. Hello. Is this you?
Yeah, this is I. And, yeah, my father gave you just about everything there is. I am going to go to rehab. Might be a week. Might be 2 weeks. I don't know. It all depends. And got a new kind of life coming. I don't know if anyone.
Well, Mike, let me interrupt you here. I didn't interrupt Joe in Sebastian, Florida. Let me interrupt and interject here because I want to connect you right away so Joe in Sebastian, Florida knew you were on the line. Joe made a great point. People, that when they fall, it seems like it's all over. You know, I mean, look, you fell. Thankfully, you fell into the dog pen. And Elizabeth Rondo, she fell and hit her head in the kitchen, the bathroom sink. Maybe, you're right, if she had a dog pen, maybe she would have been better off instead of whacking her head. But all the same, he talked about his Aunt Mary, Joe. We remember Nana. She fell, broke her hip. After she broke her hip, what happened? All downhill ever since. A struggle. You know. So, this is why balance is so important, and that people should be around. You see, back when Nana or Aunt Mary fell, they didn't have necklaces where you could push a button and call for help. They didn't have this technology that we have today. And Elizabeth Rondo, when she fell, she wasn't wearing it. You know. So, you know, and this is the thing. We have the technology now to help when these things happen. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor, Mike. You go ahead and finish up what you have to say. I will not interrupt again. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Like I said, I'm going to be going into a little bit of a new world. I'm going to be have to be wearing this machine at night. I think people have heard of it. It's a CPAP machine. But I'm going to be going on a different one, which is called a BPAP. And it's not so evasive. And I can withstand it. But, you know, I don't, like I say, it's a relatively new world to me. So, you know, I don't really know too much about it. I don't know if anybody out there has been on a CPAP or a BPAP, you know, and if they have, what's their prognosis of it? Do they love it? Do they like it? Do they hate it? You know, that's what I'm wondering, you know, and everyone that I guess talked to says they're beneficial. So, you know, I have to take their word for it because they're on it and I'm not yet. But
this rehab, Mike, I thought you were closing down, that's why I'm talking. I got a question. This rehab, what are the guarantees on this rehab? Is this just something that they're going to suck money out of your insurance company for and not do anything for you and continue the same medications that have put you in this situation that you are in? I mean, is that what this rehab is going to be all about? I mean, or is it going to help? You know, I don't understand Joe said you're going into a rehabilitation center, so I'd like to know, how are they going to rehabilitate you? Obviously, rehabilitation is, hang on a second, Mike, rehabilitation is to rehabilitate, to make you better. Can they make
right.
you better? Obviously, the doctors haven't done so thus far with their medications, and now you're talking about you're going to be on more medications. That worries me.
Well, no.
So go ahead, Mike.
No, actually, I think I talked to you about this about a month or so ago. That I was wondering whether my medications were fighting with each other, and that's exactly what it was. My heart doctor, who's supposed to be, you know, a very good heart doctor, had me on an AFib medication, and I've been to him three times this year. Every time you go, they hook you up to these machines and, you know, I print off a printout and look at it to see if you're an AFib. And every time he did it, I asked him, and he says, no, you're not. Well, come to find out, the AFib medication he was giving me was keeping me in AFib. So instead of keeping me out of AFib, it was keeping me in AFib. And that's one of the medications that, you know, they're getting rid of. They're getting rid of a couple more, too. Because, you know,
yeah, after
so,
they experimented on you, though, Mike. After they experimented on you,
yeah, after,
you know.
After my system couldn't take it anymore, you know. But
exactly. And that's the thing. BitBanker there, Joe, in Meriden, Connecticut, had great ideas. He wasn't saying quit your doctor, but how about something natural? You know, how about something that's going to help you out naturally? Now, I agree with you, Mike. You can't listen to somebody who says, hey, go dig up plants in your backyard and that's going to cure your life, you know. But at the same time, why not use it as a supplement? A supplement that will, because natural remedies will never negatively interact with medication. I've noticed that, actually. I may be wrong. Maybe BitBanker wants to jump in here, and maybe I'm wrong. But usually natural remedies don't ever have a negative impact on the medications that you're prescribed by your doctor. And, I mean, Mike, your weight is obviously a problem. Joe talked about that. The weight that you have is definitely obviously a problem. You have to get your legs back up to strength again. and strong. Now, that's what I said, rehabilitation. Is this place really going to rehabilitate you? And I want to bring BitBanker on, too, because this is your brother. And obviously, it's probably going to be formatted as a family show now because we've got family members here talking, and I don't see any outsiders on the line. I do see family members, so you need to speak up here. And I wish Jeannie was here. Jeannie, get out of the cave, Jeannie. Come on the program. but anyway, all right, go ahead, BitBanker.
Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe. I wish Jeannie was here, because this is Joe. What the hell happened with M for Mike? That's what I wanted to know. No, that's only being a fun. Well, it's nice to hear you anyway, Mike. That's good. It's good you're getting out of there. It's good that maybe you're finally realizing that your doctors are actually killing you. I never said give up your doctors. Never said give them up. And, Joe, with your natural vitamins, that they can, that they'll all do you all good and they won't interact, that's wrong. Herbs and vitamins and everything, they can kill you and they can interact. And especially if you're taking the wrong things. They're giving you heart medication, you could take, vitamin E. But then again, you just can't go out and buy vitamin E because nobody really knows what they're doing. You're going to go out and buy vitamin E with DL, alpha tocopherols. You might as well not take anything because that'll probably kill you because that's a man-made synthetic drug, so that's not what you want. So you got to be very careful on what you're choosing. But listen, this is why you have a doctor. You do your research, you search out the best natural thing that you can take, and you discuss it with your doctor. And when you start taking, say, a vitamin E with D-alpha tocopherols with mixed tocopherols in it, and you start taking it and you start going back to him, he'll start seeing that. And you know what? You don't need this much heart medication anymore. And then you know what? Pretty soon you won't need any. But you've got to do your own research, too. Don't think you're going to go to GNC or you're going to go to Earth Fair and pick something off the shelf, because it's not that Earth Fair doesn't have anything good, but they do have stuff good, but they have crap. They have loads and loads of it, because I've been in their stores. So you have to know what you're buying. And first things you should learn is stay away from your fish oils. Stay away from your fish oils. You want your fish oils, you get it from fish. But you got to know how to pick your fish, too. And just about every fish is bad, but, you know, you got to have it. But, Mike, you're getting better, and you got to strengthen your legs. You got to do those things. This is why I'm so adamantly against a ramp, because it's only going to be a crutch for you. You've got to do what you got to do for yourself, and you know what's best. I don't. But for me, I wouldn't want to fall down either. But then again, you know, you see these people, they've been drinking all night long in the bars and everything. They get into head-on collisions and they walk away because they're drunk. You get these drunks, they're falling down all over the place. They never hurt themselves. Maybe the key here, Mike, is to start drinking, and this way you won't hurt yourself. I don't know. That's a joke. I'm only kidding.
Hang on a second. I want to talk about that, the ramp and everything, making things easier. What did Melody tell me on the farm? You know, you had a wheelbarrow, you filled it up with grain. You know, there was no ramp making it easier for you to feed the cows. You know what? If grain tipped over, it tipped over. That means you pick it back up and you try again. You know, you're not 90 years old, Mike. You don't need a ramp. You know what? You still have a body that can grow muscle. You still have a body that can fight. You know, and like Joe and Sebastian Ford was saying, the weight has got to come down. Imagine the possibilities if you can go to this rehabilitation center and rehabilitate, if that's their goal. And that was my original question. Is that what the purpose is of this facility? Are they going to rehabilitate you, or are they going to debilitate you and put you on more medication, so therefore, you understand where I'm getting at here? Listen to your common sense. You know, you understand where I'm coming from here. I'm lost for words on this, but are they going to rehabilitate you? That's a key question to all this, folks. It really is.
I think we're on the right track here, but we're still on the wrong train. And I just want to chip in there and say it's not necessarily about the weight. And you brought up a good point there. You need some muscle tone. That's what you need. You're not going to get muscle tone. And now, again, you know, I don't know your situation exactly. Only you know that. You're not going to get muscle tone, you know, by having elevators and ramps and things to pick you up and things to put you down. You're going to get muscle tone by exercising, whether it be
that's right
picking
to make
up
things
a,
easier.
Whether it be picking up a Campbell's soup can in your hand at night while you're sitting down watching TV and doing curls with it, or whether it's you're lifting your leg off the floor with a pillow over your foot or something of that nature. But you got to get the muscle. So it's not necessarily about the weight.
Muscle has memory, and everyone has always told me that, and I'm telling you right now, I went back to the gym June 1st. I went back to the gym. Now, many of you can look at my Facebook page, and you can see how good of shape I was in that picture. Let me tell you something. I do not look like that anymore. I weigh 200 – when I went to the gym, I weighed 257 pounds, okay? At 6'1", close to 6'1", just almost 6'1", I weighed 257 pounds, okay? That was 3 years being not landscaping anymore, just sitting around, doing nothing, getting out of shape, you know, enjoying myself, eating all the junk food, drinking the soda, you know, doing all the nonsense. You know, drinking beer at night, having a couple beers before I go to bed, and I got fat. I got fat. I know my Uncle Mike is like, Joey, fat? Because he remembers me. I was a string bean my whole entire life, you know? I mean, we were trying to gain weight when I was on the farm. We were drinking milk left and right, just trying to gain weight. But, yeah, I got to 257 pounds. Now, I went back to the gym. I said, you know what, I'm not going to blame people for turning me away from the gym. I should have never turned away from it because, you know what, I've worked out my whole life. I lived on the farm. You know, I was always in good shape. Even when I was in prison, I stayed in good shape, kind of, until they put me on medication. And then I blew up to 235 pounds, but when I got out, you know, I dropped it. But anyway, that's besides the point. We're not trying to get in my history right now, but I'm talking about the present. And I started June 1st, and I'm taking these multi-mineral vitamins. And Joe talked about fish oil, and there's fish oil in this multi-mineral vitamin I'm taking. So I'm going to have to consult with you maybe another time about this, but it's a testosterone pill with fish oil and a multi-mineral vitamin. It's liquid, actually. It's a liquid capsule. And I take that. It's supposed to enhance my performance while I'm at the gym. I also take amino acid supplements and you know, stuff like that. Now, listen, I've been at the gym, and I'm also taking creatine with protein, because protein builds muscle. And you need 2 grams of protein for every pound you weigh. So that means if I weigh 200 pounds, I need 400 grams of protein to build muscle. Okay? That's a fact. I don't care if anyone disagrees with me. It's a fact. I've read it in over 90 different books and magazines and weightlift and bodybuilders. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger has written about this. Okay? And what I'm trying to say is I'm going back to the gym, and I feel a hell of a lot better going back. And since I've been on the creatine and the protein powder and this multi-mineral testosterone pill, I'm going to tell you right now, I have started out at 175 with the bench press. I'm at 305 6 weeks later. 305 pounds on bench pressing. I am leg pressing 520 pounds right now. No lie. 520 pounds leg pressing. That's after starting out not even able to do 150 because I grew fat and out of shape. Fat and out of shape. Isn't that disgusting? And that's what I'm saying. People that look at me on my Facebook page are like, damn, that Joe Gibson is in good shape. Yeah, I was. But 2.5 years of sitting around and doing nothing, I turned into a fat blob. I turned into a 257-pound fat blob. Right now, I'm a 240-pound solid piece of rock, okay? No, don't get me wrong. I'm only 6 foot one. I'd like to really shrink down to about 215, 210. I think 205 would be perfect to be fully cut up, like my Facebook picture. Anyone who's not my friend on Facebook, to get down to that 3% body fat. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's a task. And as you get older, you lose your energy. You lose the testosterone. You lose, your muscle capacity. And, Mike, when your fat is overlapping your body muscle, you're getting yourself into big trouble. So, therefore, now you're developing a heart condition, skin condition. Your legs your legs are farthest from your heart, right? So therefore, that's why your legs are swelling up with fluid, because they're not getting the blood flow. They have no blood circulation. And that's like my grandmother, who's in the hospital. She sits in her chair. You know, mind over matter, folks. When you're older, I saw a story the other day before I get back to the callers here. I saw a story on the news the other day that was so interesting. An 82-year-old man ran a 15-mile marathon, and he won it. He won it. He competed against 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and 40-year-olds. And let me tell you something. 82 years old, this guy could kick my ass, okay, at the age of 44. 82 years old. Wouldn't you like to have the body that he has? You can do it. You could do it even where you are right now, Mike. And Joe and Sebastian, Florida, your mind, you're not losing your mind. You're allowing yourself to lose your mind because you don't have the support and you don't have the mental capacity to continue to fight. If we're going to sit in our rocking chair when we're old and say, woe's me, I don't like where I'm at, And you're going to deteriorate, especially if you're over 80 years old. You know, come on, man. There are people 95 years old. I met a World War II vet in the grocery store about 3 months ago. He was 97 years old. And here he is pushing a grocery cart. Yeah, the guy wasn't freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger. He wasn't, he wasn't lifting up potato bags, throwing them in the cart. Yeah, he was limping a little bit, wobbling a little bit. But let me tell you something. That guy right there was an inspiration. 97 years old, he's grocery shopping for he and his wife passed away 30 years earlier. So he's a bachelor still. But for he and his great, great grandchildren, he was going to make dinner for. How about that, folks? His great, great grandchildren. Imagine the story that man can tell. Wow. Even though his great, great grandchildren may not appreciate those stories, imagine the things and the education and history he can give to those children. And even me, Joe and Sebastian, Florida. Mike, you guys can give so much history and inspiration. Mike, if you could turn around your health, man, and get off that respirator, lose that weight, get back to that Mike that I knew 30 years ago that was 260 pounds, 6 foot five, solid as a rock, who could snap a shovel in half. You know what I mean? Or snap a bale of hay, snap the twine just by slapping those bales of hay down. And this is Mike, a dairy farmer, folks. And I saw that Mike was so damn strong at the age of 35. Let me tell you that. And how did this happen, Mike? Why? Why are you in such bad health? Where did it go? All right? Bury the past. Forget it. Learn from it. Move on. Go to that rehabilitation center. Get strong. There's no damn reason why, Mike, you cannot be a 6 foot five, 69-year-old man 10 years from now and show everybody, look what I came back from. The body is a wonderful thing. The body is a machine. And, you know, you got to think about that. It's not what you eat. It's what you don't eat. It's not what you – it's what you don't eat, you know? So you got to remember that. There's nothing wrong with having junk food here and there. Hey, I like a nice cheeseburger, steamed cheeseburger here and there. Everybody loves it. But it's what you do after you eat that cheeseburger. If you're going to lay your ass down in a rocking chair and watch a movie and then go to sleep, you're going to gain a couple pounds the next day. Hey, I got everybody on the line. My computer's locking up. I saw a couple other people log in here, and I see Brother Mercy on here and Melicon also. I don't know if I can connect you right now because my computer's locking up because I got so many people in the chat room. But I just want to say, Brother Mercy, where have you been, my friend? I want to get you back on here. But I still got Fit Banker on. I got Mike on. I got Joe from Sebastian, Florida on. Can I get you guys' input on what I just said or maybe just have a little more inspiration before we got to wrap up the show? And I'm hoping to get Melicon on here and Brother Mercy, but my computer is locking up. I don't even know what I got going on right now. Here we go. Maybe. Here we go, Brother Mercy. Let me see if I can connect you. All right. Bitbankers. All right, Brother Mercy, I'm connecting you. Hey, Brother Mercy, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I did my show this last Thursday at 8.
Why didn't I get a message? I would have been there supporting
you. I didn't put it on your Facebook page.
No, you didn't. I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, this Thursday, I'm going to have it again. I'm going to have another show. But, yeah, I wanted to comment, man, on the weight loss and getting in shape. What I wanted to say, man, which is what's really helpful is, you know, like after you eat, it's a lot of residue that's left in your body. And really what you should do is drink like a natural body cleanser. I make my own cleanser. I don't even buy it. I make my own. Basically, you get some water, and you cut up some cucumbers and some vegetables, and you put it in the water, mix it up.
No. What do you mean some vegetables? What kind of vegetables?
Very good.
What kind of vegetables? Cucumbers.
Cucumbers. I forgot everything that's in it. It's cucumbers, lemons, and I think it's maybe olive leaf or something. It's something like that.
Right.
I got the ingredients. It's something like that. It's like lemon and cucumbers, and then
very good.
And then like an olive leaf. I forgot the other. It's the third one. I forgot what it was. And you just put it in, or pepper, some type of pepper. And you put it in, and you just
hang on, Brother Mercy. Hang on, Brother Mercy. Fit Banker, what do you think should be the best type of vegetable drink someone could drink to abstract the body fat and oils you just ate and the chemicals that you just ate? Just real quick, and Brother Mercy, of course, I'll leave your line open. You know I always do. I don't close out callers. Bitbanker, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, his concoction there sounds absolutely wonderful. Jesus, I'd like to try some of that. That's absolutely wonderful. I don't know. You know, if you want to extract everything you just consumed, the purpose of consuming stuff is to consume something that's good. And you know, as I've always said, you know, most people are literally full of crap in America, and they can't assimilate anything that they take in. They can't assimilate anything they take into their gut anyway because they're so backed up. It's pathetic. Some people don't use the bathroom but once every 5 days when you should be going twice a day. You know, I mean,
yeah,
come on.
That's true.
So that's the problem, right? You've got to get your digestive system in order first because it doesn't matter what you take in, your body's not going to use it. You know, you were talking about amino acids. You got to be careful with those too. You know, because you got to know what you're doing. Amino acids, simple amino acids, glycine, alanine. Amino acids make proteins. You know, man's very smart, but man can't make a protein. Man can tell you what a protein's made of, but they can't make a protein because not only does it have many amino acids that make up a protein, but it has to be folded in a certain way to make
and
that
Brother
protein.
Brother Mercy, hang on, Bitbanker, hang on. Brother Mercy, this concoction you're talking about with the lemon and the orange and everything, is this a concoction that you buy or that you make on your own?
I made it on my own. And so I went online and I just looked up. It's called a stomach booster. It's called a stomach buster juice. And this is just a cleanser. That's all it is. I'm looking at myself. I don't buy anything. The only thing I buy is the best.
All right, so Brother Mercy, so what you're saying is, and to get back to the original topic of the program is we've got people out there sick, unhealthy. And before I bring on the next topic of the show, because I wanted to bring on another controversial topic also. But before we get back to this, I just want to throw this out there for other callers that are on the line. Should people who enter this country be mandatory ordered to learn the English language? Should they have to learn English before they can contribute to our economic conditions or contribute in the workforce? Should they be ordered to learn English? Should that be something that is a condition for all immigrants that come into this country? Okay. All right, but hang on. Before I propose that question, Brother Mercy, go ahead. Finish up what you're talking about with your healthy concoction there that helps you out.
Yeah, actually, I used it. I lost like 8 pounds in like 3 weeks. You know, I lost 8 pounds. Some people lose more.
All right, background noise. Somebody with background noise. Somebody's got background noise. Please, come on. I can't unmute people. My computer's locking up right now on me. So, background noise. If you're driving in a car, if you're sitting there watching TV, or you got some kids running around, please. All right. But go ahead, Brother Mercy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I lost like 8 pounds in like 3 weeks. Some people lost more. But basically, it just cleanses out your body. And you know, when you were a kid, your parents make you eat vegetables. And see, what happens is, as we grow older, we stop eating vegetables. And that's really what it is. Drink a lot of water, eat a lot of vegetables to clean your system out. It'll clean your system out. That's why you're supposed to eat vegetables.
Olive leaf is wonderful for your immune system. And if you can't get olive leaves, eat some green olives without the pimentos.
There you go. Okay.
I do this.
And why is that, Fifth Anchor? Why is that?
Because olives got natural stuff in them that will boost your immune system. They're wonderful for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see another caller here that wants to come on. I believe this might be Tone. I'm trying to unmute you now, Tone. I'm having computer problems. You've got to remember, I got a family of computer experts, but I've got a radio show here that has technical difficulties constantly. So, I'm trying to do my best. I'm trying to connect you, Tone, and I do see other callers also on the line. Hey, Malicon's on the line, too. I see him listening. Welcome to the program, Malicon. Hey, Bridget Pruitt's listening. Very good, Bridget Pruitt.
Have you installed the ad blocker yet?
What ad blocker? I don't know what you're talking about. Ad blocker.
I've been telling you about your ad blocker for the last year and a half, just like we're talking about.
When you say ad blocker, hang on, Fit Banker. When you say ad blocker, you know what that means to me?
All you got to do is click on the links that we gave you, and you could do that. You see, this is the same thing talking about health. Nobody's going to listen.
No, we are listening, but is it too confusing that we can't listen? I believe computers are. And that's another good – hey, I got Tone on the line. So Tone's here, and we got Brother Mercy on here. We got Joe from Sebastian, Florida. We got Mike from Wisconsin, who's not in good health, and we're all praying for him. We got Bitbanker, and I got a few other people here also, but I'm not going to connect them right now because it'll be too many people. So, Tone, what's up? What's on your mind, Tone?
How you doing today, Joseph, Bitbanker, Mercy, and Mike, especially out there, dude? I hope you're feeling all right, brother. Yeah, I hope you guys are all doing good today.
Oh, thank you.
Tone, let me throw that question out there while we're on here right now. And before I do, I just want to remind Brother Mercy, I need you for the sports show in about 3 weeks. I'm going to need you. We got to talk about this, okay?
Okay.
Hey, listen, man. I'm putting $500 on the line here. I'm putting $500 on the line. So I just want to remind you, you can't go ghost on me. You can't go ghost on me, okay? All right. But anyway, Tone,
should people be, should it be mandatory for people that come in this country to learn English before they participate in the workforce? I mean, if I was to go to the country of France, I would embrace their culture and have to learn their culture before I became a part of their culture and became a French citizen. You know, so why can't that be in this country? What do you mean it's not true? Go ahead. Your floor. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. You wanted to bring up France. I thought that was like the worst example of anything. If I would bring up something, I'd bring up more of Germany.
That's why I brought it up.
Well, no, France isn't a great example either, because even the French Foreign Legion, which I have a few friends that are actually in the French Foreign Legion, you do have to learn the French language to join the French Foreign Legion, but in order to be a French citizen, you don't have to speak French. It's very frowned upon, but also, French are idiots. So, hey, don't compare America to France. Do I believe that everybody should speak English in this country? I mean, it would be ideal, of course. It would be very convenient, but do I think it should be mandatory? Absolutely not, because I think it's ridiculous. People automatically come up with their opinion of saying, yes, they should, because it's inconvenient for them to ever learn a language. I guarantee in this conversation with everybody on this phone, there's only people that speak one language on this phone. And if anybody speaks another language, let me know, because I'm a person that speaks multiple languages. I'm trilingual. And I'm going to say, people in this country don't speak another language. They want everybody to speak their language, because in this country, we're 27th in education. If you go to any other country, people speak English, they speak another language, they speak multiple languages. What is wrong with learning multiple languages, especially Spanish, in this continent where a lot of people speak Spanish? In Canada, they speak French and English. That's a neighboring country.
But
that
tell
is
me,
like,
what is the first? Well, hang on, Tone. What is the most prominent language and this country's language that we recognize with English? Correct? Excuse me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no, Bitbanker? What do you mean no?
No, that's not the most popular language in the world. English, it's not.
I
was talking about in the world. I was just looking at a pie chart yesterday. English wasn't part of it, and I sort of agree with Tone, and I disagree. I don't think everybody should learn how to speak English that comes here. I think everybody should learn how to understand English that comes here, and I got a perfect example. As a matter of fact, this happened to me today, and it happens to me just about every Saturday and Sunday. We have this family that lives across the street. They do not speak English at all, and they do not understand it. And he gets on his porch, and he blasts that stereo. That, no offense to anybody, sounds like jungle music to me, and he's bellowing out like a baritone that you can hear 17 houses away, and you can't talk to him because he doesn't know what you're talking about. And you say, call the cops. But, you know, you don't want to call the cops either because you don't want to see your neighbor arrested. And it's just so irritating that you can't even go over there and tell him, you know, could you calm down a little bit, please?
I can understand Banker. That makes total sense of being angry, but your job as a citizen is not to patrol the neighborhood. It's to contact the police for that information, and you're not going to get them arrested. The police do take that very serious, and if the guy's causing noise, then maybe he should get a ticket. Maybe he should get arrested if that comes down to it. I don't care if he's an immigrant or not. The guy sounds like a complete ass.
Brother Mercy, real quick. I'm losing people in my chair. My computer's locking up. I don't know if Melicon wants to get in on this conversation or not. I see him on the line. I see three other people on the line. So I apologize if I can't get to anybody because my computer is – I've lost about eight people in the chat room already, and I apologize. I apologize. But go ahead, Brother Mercy, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say I think English has become an international language right now. You got plenty of people in other countries that learn the English language. Even Great Britain has a British curriculum. That a lot of countries are learning across the world. I mean, you got plenty of nations now that are learning English. So I think English is becoming more internationally accepted like the Roman language, or, you know, like old days, like the ancient Romans, Greek.
I think Latin.
The English language, or Latin, whatever, excuse me, Latin. But I just think it's becoming more, I think it's become more relevant across the world, the English language. I really do believe so. I think in order to do business, you have to kind of know the English language to some extent, or at least some major
language. I'm interested, Brother Mercy, I'm interested in the People's Revolution. Melicon is out there listening, I know he is, and in the People's Revolution, in this perfect world that he talks about, where we got to have a bloodless revolution, what language should we speak, Melicon? I mean, I want to bring him in on this. I really want to know. What language
question.
Should we speak, my brother? You know, okay, here he is. He pressed one. Thank you. I'm going to bring him on in. Hang on. Hopefully I can connect him again. Melicon, he's here. You're on the air live. Go ahead. Everybody mute yourselves, please. Melicon, go ahead, my friend.
Imangue Sanguwu Yetu, Lazima Tutu Sinda Bala Shaka. Bonjour, Major Sherry, s'il vous plaît. Mais s'il vous plaît? Asso Africano,
Pito,
how about Sayula?
Sprechensy Dirch.
Okay, now, what I just said to you, and I know some of y'all are a little slow over here, is that I have no intentions on speaking one language because I know I have to interact with other people. And if I want to do world trade, I'm going to have to speak languages that I never even thought was possible. For instance, I know I better speak Spanish in North, South, and Central America if I want to interact with damn near everybody here. I know that I need to speak some French if I want to go to the Francophone states in West Africa. I know that I better speak some Chinese if I say, look, don't give me no cat chow ning or no dog food, young. I want some shrimp fried rice, goddammit. I better be able to speak some straight up Chinese. Yeah? So I'm saying to you, that you got to be multifaceted and multi-languages if you want to interact with the people of the world. However, if you just want to be in America and pout this jingoism about language, then you can already, well, this is the first language. But then, like the other guy just said, well, look, well, English is growing all over the world. English is growing all over the world. What a goddamn joke. The fact of the matter is, you better be able to speak all the languages that you can if you want to interact and be what we would call
that's right.
a brother or sister to the many other people outside this country. Right.
Can I clear something up real quick, Brother Mercy?
Let me clear something up. The topic was not learning multiple languages. Topic was learning
You don't couch me into a topic. I bring the world's people.
What we were discussing is learning the English language. We know many people that come
should
to America
English
know
be
multiple
the,
languages.
You're right, Brother right. Mercy. You're absolutely correct. Should English be the number one speaking language, especially in America or around the world, which is portrayed
Joseph,
as the number one
the
language?
To him. You posed that to Mercy, to Melicon. That was the original topic. You said in your perfect world. Yeah, and honestly, I understand in a perfect world we should be able to be multicultural. Joseph, how many languages do you speak?
I only speak English, to be honest with you. I understand a little Spanish. I understand a little French, but other than that, nothing else.
Hey, brother, do you think that it would be bad for you to learn another language? Do you think that that would be bad in any way?
Oh, no.
It
would
be
educational. But Tone, what language should I learn while I'm living in America? It should be English. No? Shouldn't English be the proper language? I mean, granted, Tone, nowadays, most people in America don't even understand English.
That's not true either.
They're talking Ebonics and everything
else. A majority of people do understand English, but this is the thing. It's the common – this is what I say constantly in the show. It's the common – you believe in stereotypes, Joseph. It sounds like another scared white man stereotype. Here we go again. Now everybody has to speak English in this country. Majority of people do speak English. How is it going to hurt anybody to educate themselves anymore? It's only going to help people. But instead,
I agree,
Tom.
But there has to be one. There has to. You can't say everyone who comes into this country must understand the entire world's English language. English is the predominant language that we came over here when the pilgrims came over here to learn and speak. Now, even the Indians spoke English, correct?
No, they spoke French. Majority of them. The French Indians teamed up together.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I may disagree with you on that, my friend. I may disagree with you, but as of today, in the year 2016, this is a very important subject today in the news today, where we're talking about immigration in this country. Now, listen,
Joseph,
is America going to open its borders and allow everyone to come in? Joan, where do we stop? Where do we draw the line on immigration? And that this is just one of the rules of immigration. Should they learn English? Anyone who comes over here, should they have to understand English before they do commerce? Tell me something. They want to collect food stamps. They want to collect Social Security.
Stop right there. First off, food stamps, that is something completely different. None of these people that are coming over to this country should be collecting food stamps. And saying that majority
agreed,
of them collect food stamps.
Agreed.
Okay, stop. They do not. You know how many people in the state of California alone are illegal immigrants but pay more taxes than anybody, especially even your president, Donald Trump? Donald Trump hasn't paid taxes in years. He won't even release that.
Yes, he has, Tone. He paid $35 million in taxes, Tone.
Listen, you have illegal immigrants that are picking oranges in the state of California that are paying more taxes than the richest man in this country. Is there a problem with that? Yes. And now this man's worried about people speaking English in order to pick grapes and pick things in this country. What an insult. What an insult. And what a racial undertone. That's what it is. It's a racial undertone.
I disagree, Tone.
And you don't have to
Gentlemen, I think the English language should be required if you're trying to obtain citizenship. I don't think it has anything
exactly.
to do with work or work visas, leave like that. You want work visa, not know English. I'm talking about gaining citizenship.
But that's the reality of the world. That is what is happening. If you want to make sure that everything sounds great and perfect on paper, so does communism. But these are the facts that we face in this world.
Tone,
and in not understanding
know,
it,
tone,
just ignoring it,
tone,
is what the
tone,
problem
hang
is.
Hang on, time out, time out, Tone, time out. If I was to fly over to the country of Egypt, if I went over there
fuck
and I
Egypt.
Said...
this is America!
I'm giving you
fuck
an
Egypt.
Example,
that's
Tone.
That's a Muslim country. And don't give a stupid thing like you're giving a Muslim country that is under a giant attack. You want to give something? Why don't you give England? Or why don't you give Canada, our closest relatives, who also are multiple cultures?
Okay. If I
How
go to
that?
Canada and I demand, if I demand that they don't speak French anymore in Canada, what do you think would happen? I'd be laughed out of their state. Out of their country.
That's right.
You know, because French,
that's right.
French is their main language in Canada. So why
no, it's
not
English?
It's English. No, it's not. No,
English
it's not. You're
French.
Wrong.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I'm just going to show how ignorant you are. It's called a primary language. And English is the primary language. That's why it's called Canada and not Canada. It's not. It's a totally different word in French.
I disagree with you, Tone,
Canada,
on that.
Well, of course, Canada's part of the United Kingdom, so it is under British rule. So we
Thank
can't
you.
Ignore
That's...
that. It's under British rule.
Yes,
so, I mean...
yes that is true.
The only
that
reason
true,
why we
Mercy.
Speak English is because the English people colonized all these different places. That's why they speak it in India. That's why
so
they
what's
speak
wrong
in Indonesia,
English,
Australia,
Tone?
Canada.
We're, Tone, we're speaking
what?
It right now, Tone. What's wrong with speaking English? What's wrong with speaking English?
Nothing.
It is the
primary
language
to
do commerce in this world.
Okay, what's wrong with speaking English? At no point in this conversation did I say there's anything wrong with speaking English. So don't throw inserts in there in order to prove your point. If it's true, you don't have to lie. And there's nothing wrong with speaking English. I'm telling you straight up, there's nothing wrong. But you can't give a reason why.
Well, I'm just giving it a – it just sounds like you're against English because you brought up the white race a couple times.
No, no, no.
You brought
that's
up the,
what
you know.
Did.
Yes, you did, Tone. Yes, you did.
Oh, wait. No,
Tone.
I never said I didn't. You interpret things. Don't interpret. I'm painting the picture for you. I'm telling you straight up, word by word, what I'm saying. Don't interpret the middle. That's what your problem is.
So
you interpret something
interpret
and then you want me to answer
for it. As fact, truth,
yes,
or fallacy? What should it be, Tone?
Ask me.
I'm asking you, should it be fact, truth, opinion, or fallacy? What do I interpret what you're saying as to be true, Tone? English is the primary language used around the world today. And in the United States, English should be mandatory used in our schools to be taught, not Spanish,
Joseph.
Not French, not... Go ahead, Tom.
Let me add one thing.
Right after I'm done, and Mercy, I'll shut up for the next 5 minutes. Just listen to this.
Okay, go ahead.
Joseph, you speak one language, dude. And anybody who can listen to this recording of any of your shows, you don't even speak it properly. So in order to mandate that onto anybody else, you need to learn your primary language first. Go ahead, Mercy.
Yeah, I also wanted to say that's a great point you just made because we really don't speak English correctly if you want to really be honest about it. So it would be difficult to mandate it on somebody else. However, I wanted to say this. Part of most high school curriculums in this country, you do learn a foreign language. So now when you talk about speaking, that's a whole different situation. That's talking about the fluency. But as far as do people learn other languages in this country, yeah, it's part of the high school curriculum to get your diploma to learn a foreign language. So the United States is open to us learning another language. So it's not that we're closed-minded to learning another language, but you're talking about speaking it as far as fluency. Now, we're not as fluent because we don't speak it all the time. Anything you don't do all the time, you don't practice, you're going to lose. You're not going to be able to do it as good unless you practice. And that's just my opinion.
Okay. And Brother Murray, that's a great point.
That's a good point because the English language is one of the most twisted languages. For instance, you know, what is the meaning of is? And on the first topic there, right, you were talking about the most prevalent language or whatever. I just wanted to bring up the fact that there's 350 Americans in America. There's 1.2 billion Chinese, and there's 400 million Spanish. And that was my point there when we were talking about the languages. So I would say those 1.2 billion Chinese, they all know how to speak Chinese as well as other languages, unlike us in America, like Tone brought up, that most of us know only how to speak one and not very well. And it's because the English language can be twisted so easily, whereas these other ones are a bit more difficult to learn.
All right, Bit Banker. All right, hang on. Before we carry on, I just want to let everyone know again, Tone, I know you're a supporter of the program. You come in, and I always allow you to talk, Brother Mercy.
Of course,
and
brother.
Malachon. But hang on. I'm going to be going away this week. Tone, you missed that in the beginning part of the program. I'm going to do an on-location show. I'm going to be going to another state to visit family members. I'm sure most of you can figure out where I'm going, but I'm not going to announce it for the sickos out there that are listening because I do see several private callers on the line, and I know who you are, and I'm not letting you in to crank call this show. But I'm just going to say that, Tone, I'll probably do an on-location show Thursday. Background noise, somebody background noise. I don't want to mute everybody. I'm just trying to let everyone know what's going on for the show because I really do appreciate Tone. I appreciate Brother Mercy. I appreciate Malachon. I do. I appreciate your guys' controversy that you bring to the show. And, hey, you guys bring education to the show. You educate our listeners. You know what? I had four people message me on Facebook and say, hey, Joe, I listened to your show. That guy, Tone, he brought a different angle to the show. There was one person, actually, that brought it up about Malachon. And, of course, Brother Mercy, he has his own show, and he's been included in the past. I know about that, but I'm just bringing up Malachon and Tone right now.
where I receive messages where people are saying, hey, they bring up a different angle. Even if it's controversial, it's educational, which is very important. I kind of sound like Black Jesus there when I said that. Educational! Sir! In the book of Genesis, the black man is Jesus! I had to throw that in there, guys. I had to. I mean, Black Jesus, I love Black Jesus and all. You know what? Even if he hates me because I'm white, I don't care. But you know what? Hey, you know what? The man, he gave us some good times. You got to admit that. That show on that Tuesday evening was just something off the wall. I mean, that thing should be a freaking movie. You know what I mean? We could publicize that thing and probably sell them. Million copies. I mean, let's get ready to rumble.
Dude, what was up with those sound effects? Jesus.
Oh, God. I mean, you got to admit it. But he's a character. Listen, Black Jesus is a character, man. You got
to
admit
Mike
that.
Wants to jump in.
You know, the way,
Mike wants to get in.
I mean, Go ahead, Bitbanker, and then we're coming down to the 15-minute mark.
Mike wants to get in there. Let Mike talk.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mike. Oh. And this is the supporter of mine. Go ahead.
You know, you guys are talking about the English language and everything. And, you know, I know Tone don't like Trump. Melania, I think, speaks 7 or 8 languages, different languages. And, you know, I got to give somebody credit that can learn those many languages, you know, because I'm kind of like Joey. I can speak one, you know, and doesn't mean that I'm stupid. It's just, you know, over my lifetime, I didn't have time really to sit down and learn another language. I was out working with the animals. But, I mean, all I got to say is, you know, to learn 7 languages, you know, you got to have some smarts. And then that goes back to the question that our host has. Should people have to learn English before they participate in America? You know?
That's right. And Mike, and for people that are listening right now, this is Mike. He's calling from a hospital room. That's how much support we get on this program, folks. He's calling in from a hospital room on a respirator. So you got to give the guy respect, man. And you know what? And I know he's trying to toss it over my way, but any caller who wants to call in and contribute, whether or not you want to talk about something different, something else, I don't screen callers. And Tone, you know that better than anyone. You call into another Blog Talk Radio show, they're going to ask, what do you want to talk about? Who are you? You know, they're going to put you in a private room. I don't do that. We are 100% live. You press 1, you come on live, no matter what. You understand me? And that's how this show does. And right now I got Malakon live. Area code 302, and he's a supporter. I love Malakon. I mean, he's a brother of mine. Tone, you're awesome always. Brother Mercy, I got Bitbanker. I got Mike from Wisconsin. I got Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Our phone lines are, and I've got someone else here just pressing number 1. So let's see what we got here, and we are 100% live. 479, go ahead. You're unmuted. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Black Jesus minute to 1 minute. He won it. He won that debate.
All right.
Wow.
All right, 479. Thank you, 479.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It means that much, I guess. I guess it means a hell of a lot.
You see, hey, we bring people on here. This is what it's all about. This is what happens, you know.
I mean, and Black Hughes Minister, I mean, Dr. Peter Ventura really slammed him one night. I mean, he just disproved everything he had to say. I mean, he's a Farrakhan supporter. He's this and that. And you need to go back and listen to those shows where, I mean, I know Tone, you got the best of Dr. Ventura quite a few times. I know that. And Melaton did, too, where they had a one-on-one debate, I mean, which was really great, where Melaton really was professional. Yeah, and that was one of the best debates we ever had on this show, was Melaton and Dr. Peter Ventura. It was so professional, the way those two just went back and forth. It was awesome. It was just so awesome. Nobody interrupted each other. It was great. But we get back to the Black Jesus Minister show. I mean, look, I know.
Hey, you got that in the archives? You got that in the archives?
Yes. It's
yeah,
in
where
archives,
is it,
brother?
Can you send that to me? I want
to
hear that one.
And send it to you. Well, yeah, it was great. Melaton and Dr. Ventura really went at it. It was awesome. It was just so awesome.
I mean,
it was so professional, and it was so much knowledge brought out in that show. It really was.
Excuse me.
We can't deny that. We can't.
Black Jesus posted part of that show in one of his last episodes, so you could go there and listen to it.
Okay, well, thanks, Bitbanker. I appreciate that. And I think we got another caller here real quick before we start letting everyone into a closing of their own. And that's one of the things I also do with everybody. I allow them to have a last word. I don't, and you know, other Block Talk shows will not. And Tone, I know you call into other Block Talk shows, and they kick you off so fast it's not even funny. And they do it to me too.
Oh yeah, dude, I've ate some people alive, and they just kick
God.
Me off.
Tone, you're awesome. You're on my team. We need to team up on a couple of these shows, especially Talk Real Stupid. Talk Real Stupid is one of my worst enemies.
I like all of you guys, dude. All of you guys are great guys, and even Mike, like I understand that you disagree with me or Bitbanker or Joe, whatever. I don't really care, dude. Like, you guys are all cool guys. You guys got some thick skin. Joe, Joseph, of course, you the most, dude. You could take it. But Malcolm's been taking it pretty bad, too, lately. I know Bitbanker took it there for a while.
But hang on, Tone. Brother Mercy, I know you have been on here a few times with Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy is one of my co-hosts also. And he's always welcome on this program. And Brother Mercy and I will be doing – hang on before I get to the next caller, so just be patient. Brother Mercy and I will be doing a sports show. He promised he's going to be more of my co-host. There's money on the table, guys. $500. And then we're going to do a side bet of $50. I'll explain that all in the near future. But, Tone, I know you don't care too much for sports, but I know you'll support us. Maybe even place a bet blinded, you know, place a blind bet. Hey, you never know. You might win $500, man. And that goes for everybody. The sports show is coming up at the end of the month. It's going to be going against the captain, and I can't stand the captain. The captain is such a scumbag. Freedom for All Network, him and his two listeners, they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, let's see who this caller is here before we start giving everyone their closing. All right, let's see here. Who are you? Uh-oh. 479.
You're the devil! You're the devil! You're the devil!
Okay, you're muted.
Okay,
sorry, guys.
That was a great statement. That was great.
That was Black Jesus.
I think it was. All right, listen. All right, we got 10 minutes left, so we got enough callers here to do 2 minutes at a time. And Joe in Sebastian, Florida, I also want you to speak at the end here also. Give your opinion of the show and your support, because you've been here since day number one. Joe from Sebastian, Florida. You're awesome. I thank you always for being here. So first, I'm going to give Malakon the first slot. Go ahead. You get 2 minutes. Real quick, Malakon, 2 minutes.
Hey, listen. I just want to say that I see the world through my lenses. And I know that each and every one of you do. You see the world through your lenses. However, if we look at it clearly, we all got to take our glasses off.
because that's where we're going to see the world clearly. I had the privilege, and I didn't want to tell you about it because I knew it would be a concoction for a lethal injection. I hosted on Talk Real Stupid last night, and I had to cut it short myself because they would not honor the contract. Like I told them, I'm only doing this for an experiment because y'all keep begging me and begging me. But I'm here to be a pack killer. I'm not here to be your brother because I know y'all the most dangerous Negroes in this country, cops and veterans who hate revolution, number one, but the most viciousness, evil, foul, pernicious. Like I tell them, to me, y'all are snakes and vipers. So for you guys, I have to be a mongoose, a badger, and a wolverine. And you know how we deal with you. We bite off your head and consume your tail. So I just want you to know that from this day forward, I'm going to be a pack killer when it comes to Talk Real Stupid, you know. And I'm not going to never host any program, but when I come on, I'm going to come on a vicious attack on behalf of the people. So I told you from the beginning, and you guys don't want to be a diplomat. You don't want to honor the contract. And it's brought up Joe Gibson.
Malachi, can I interject? You know, I never do. Why didn't you tell me you were hosting? I would have been on there with you.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah, but you see, today, Lyron, the butcher, and his cohorts, his little rascals, they made a thing that you come on the program, they're not going to have it. So I said, well, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's true.
Joe Gibson is my brother. Joe Gibson is my brother, and you guys are my others. You're not my brother. I'm telling you, I don't care if you're black as an Oreo. Inside your fleece is white as snow. So I'm telling you, you don't dictate the revolution. Y'all are Uncle Sam's hitmen, and y'all are dick whispers for Uncle Sam. So you do not dictate to the revolution. The revolution dictates to you. So I end up getting on about it and told them, and even including Lorraine, you will not hear me coming in peace with you guys and gals over here because y'all are the most dangerous people. Don't tell me nothing about no Confederate flag or no Ku Klux Klan. You better tell me about the red, white, and blue and the Black Klux Klan, which you are the most dangerous black people in the country, and I'm going to expose your asses and you're soon to be dismissed. So that's my final statement.
Thank you very much, Malachi. Thank you. Thank you, Malachi. I got to cut you off right there, but you know you always got a voice on my program. You know that. I give you the floor every time and every chance you want. So let's go ahead with Brother Mercy. Let's give Brother Mercy 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Go ahead, Brother Mercy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, there are a lot of cleansers out there that are available, and you can certainly make your own, which I do, with some water, some cut up some vegetables, you know, and that sort of thing, and you can make.
Still there, Brother Mercy? Brother Mercy, you still there? I think he got cut off by accident. I'm sorry. Brother Mercy, jump back in whenever you want. Mike, go ahead. 2 minutes is yours. Go ahead. Brother Mercy, if you're still out there, you can jump back in at any time. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, well, I'd just like to say thanks to everybody for well wishes. And after today, I won't be calling you from a hospital, which will be nice.
I hope so.
We hope so. But anyway, it's very nice to hear your kind words. So that's all I have to say. And
thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Mike, you're awesome. I know you're sick, Mike. It's hard for you to talk. I know that. It really is. And for someone to call into this show from a hospital room, hey, you know, that's a great supporter, man. You know what I mean? That really is. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, you want to close out or you want to pay to pass it on to BitBank or whatever you want to do? Joe and Sebastian, Florida, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I have a few things that I could say. Okay, 1977, I was in Saudi Arabia at Khobar Towers. Okay, that's right next to Al-Khobar. That's the place that got blown up. We got into discussion, and we ended up a discussion like you just had, okay, on what people should talk and how they talk. Some of the guys say, you know, the right thing, what we do is you when you go here, there's always girls there. You know, you can always find somebody to talk English. But
there was a few guys that said, well, I'm teaching my kid how to talk Chinese. Why? Because they are the ones that will rule the world eventually. This is what they said. That's not my opinion, but this is what they said. And, well, bless their hearts, and they're all dead right now. But, Joe, that's what I have. It's been an interesting show tonight. I stayed right to the end, and I sort of like this here. Just everybody talked and gave their opinion on what they were talking about. Back to you. Good night.
All right, thanks, Joe. Joe, I'm so excited you stayed to the end. I'm happy, and you just made a great point. I always say, how come Joe doesn't stay to the end? Awesome, 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 awesome. All right, BitBanker, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, go ahead.
Two minutes. 2 minutes for BitBanker. Well, you know, I guess when you learn from empirical knowledge like that, it's something to take to heart, because that's the way it actually is, not the way it could be or what it might be or might not what you want to twist it into. Malachon, you know, he's pretty on the mark, and, you know, I kind of get him and see where he's coming from. And, you know, he's his own person, and that's good, and he keeps saying that, and that's very good, and I understand where he's coming from. Tone's getting so much better as time goes on. Yeah, he's still the old Tone, but he's doing wonderful too. And Joe in the convalescent home there as a guest or whatever you're going to do. You know, if that's what you want to do, then I guess that's what you want to do. And there's no sense going for the ride and checking things out. And you never know. You may like it. You may not like it. I couldn't say. But from what I've seen of convalescent homes, they're not a very good place. And generally, if they're going to have visitors coming in, they clean it up and they make it smell a lot better before the visitors get there. So keep that in mind. And Mike and Joe, with your health membership, your spa membership, your workouts and everything, Mike, and that ramp. You know what? Again, it's your body, and you know yourself better than I do. But what I would do is I'd take that money that I was going to put into that ramp, and I'd buy myself some new bedding for the bedroom, and I'd take the old bedding and lay it down around the sides of your back steps, and I'd make access up and down the steps, because you need to build muscle, and you need to build muscle going up and down those steps, and the bedding's there just in case you fall, and you'll build muscle going up and down those steps. And along with that gym membership that you're paying for, if all you do is go to the gym and come home, you'll be doing yourself a favor. And that's how it's got to start, because you got to crawl before you walk. I'm done. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks. And you're right. Malachon, you brought up Malachon. He's in his 60s. You know, 60s is still so young. I mean, it really is. And Malachon talked about how he's older and, you know, he's 60s still young, man. I mean, it really is. I mean, if we're going to declare ourselves old at 60, then shame on us, because there's a lot of life still to live, man. There really is. But, yeah, BitBanker, thank you so much. Tone, Tone's been getting better. Tone has really been contributing to this show a lot better than he has in the past. I know in the past it just got crazy, but Tone still brings controversy to the program. He still does. But it's great. And Brother Mercy, you got cut off. I still got about a minute left. Are you there, my man? Are you there? Brother Mercy, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, right, Brother Mercy, go ahead. Finish what you got to say, because you got cut off. You got a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, you know, the United States of America, that's what we've been doing since we came over here, man, is we've been trying to work as one united group. And as you know, that's hard to do. And we've been trying to do that since we've been here, trying to work together as one nation. I mean, we're really 50 different nations. I mean, really, that's really what it is. If we was in Europe, we would be 50 different nations. And however, that definition has changed, because nation states was what they call them overseas. but we're states as a part of one nation, and that's hard to do. And then we got many different cultures, many different, you know, different nationalities, different ethnicities. All that trying to become one is very difficult to do. So I say all that to say we can do that if we work in peace. We have to work as one group. One thing about working as one group, you got to speak the same language. You got, if you can't communicate, you can't work together. So I think that the primary language thus far over here has been English. Well, as what we know as English, American English.
That's true. Not
the proper English. And that needs to be brought up. Should we learn British? Should we learn the correct English? Should the Americans learn the correct English is another question. You know, if you want to be real technical, should the Americans learn the correct English? Because I know people who know British that came over here, Jamaican teacher who knows British, and he showed our students how they were speaking incorrect English. So should we learn the correct English so that we can make others learn correct English instead of them learning the wrong English? So that's another question. You can't hold somebody accountable for something incorrect. So, you know, and I think that's part of it too. But, you know, that's a separate issue. But, yeah, I really believe, we're all immigrants that came over here. We're nation immigrants. So all of us over here, most of us except the Indians, are immigrants. So, therefore, I think we should learn, all of us should learn English. And then now we got to come up to, should we learn British as well? The correct English, the way we should be speaking, should we learn that English? That's something else to decipher and to contend with. But, yeah. Can we work together? I believe it's very possible. I believe we've worked. I think the states have done a better job working together over the years. But, you know, do we have room to grow? Of course we do. And I think we can do it. I think we're going to keep trying to do it. And I think, you know, just like we use one American dollar, right? We use one currency. We can also, and that currency has English words on it. So, therefore, we can speak English and we can use the same currency just like we speak the same language. And that's all. Brother Mercy out.
Amen. Brother Mercy, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You're awesome. I know you love the way I do my show, and I hope you continue to do your show the way that, you know, we talked about, because, you know, that's what it's all about, keeping people live, letting them speak, and that's what it's all about. You know, if you're going to screen people and tell them what they have to say and what they're going to talk about, then that's dead wrong. And I may have been cut off by Blog Talk. I know I still got some live callers here on the line, so that's great. But, hey, it was a great show tonight. Joe from Smash to Florida hung in there all the way to the end. Mike, who's sick, BitBanker, Brother Mercy, Melicon, Tone, and a few others, and a couple crank callers. Hey, that's the way it goes. Brother Mercy, though, I'm going to give you a call. I got your number. I'm going to give you a call, of course, before we set up this sports show. This sports show, folks, before we close out tonight, is going to be awesome. We're going to try to get some athletes on here. We're going to try to get some NFL players on here to call in. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be awesome. We're going to try to get some NFL players, some athletes to call in to my show. It's going to be Friday Night Pick'em. And the sports show is already programmed, actually, and it's a $500 cash giveaway. Pick the two teams that will play in the Super Bowl. You win $500. And we're going to promote this more and more as it gets down to the wire, okay? So before the first week of kickoff, and like I said, wouldn't it be nice to talk to someone from the Cleveland Browns, the Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, whatever? I'm going to be working on that, guys. We will get some NFL players on the program. So support the sports show. Even if you don't like sports, hey, just, you know, call in and put your phone on speakerphone, you know? At least give me some listeners, you know? Let's build this thing up, all right? And we'll feed off each other, understanding the times in which we live in, and, of course, our sports show, which will be Friday Night Pick'em, and we'll be picking the winners and losers for Sunday, you know? And Monday Night Football, and Sunday Night Football. So it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a good time. And I'm glad Brother Mercy said he's going to be there with me, and I'm putting him on the spot. I hope you're there every single week. And we need a third co-host. So if you've got a friend who wants to join in, Brother Mercy, bring him on, man. We need three people on the phone line. two is good, two is great, but three would be perfect if we got three people on the phone line. And then, of course, we're going to have callers. And like I said, we're going to bring some professional athletes on the program also. It's going to be a great show. We're going to do it. I'm working hard at it. I'm putting the money up. So, hey, pick those two teams that are going to win. I'm going to make a pick. You know, one of my teams is already the Dallas Cowboys, all right? I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, so. But anyway, we'll get back into that.
Say that again. No, say that again. You don't want to say it?
I know, but we're going to get into that, Brother Mercy. We're going to talk about it.
I'm a Cowboy fan, brother.
We're going to have a great time. That's going to be awesome. Awesome. All right, listen. God bless everyone. Hey, Mike out there, please be healthy. I want you to tune into this sports show. Joe, Spash in Florida, please take care of yourself. Don't get hurt out there. I'll be calling you also privately. BitBanker, thank you for your contribution. Brother Mercy, of course, you're great. Wait a second here. I got a special caller here. I've got Deborah Lewis. It's off all topics. This could be concerning my grandmother. So, Deborah Lewis, go ahead. You only got about 5 minutes, so go ahead.
Hi, Joe. It's Granny.
Wait a second. This is my grandmother, the one in the hospital. Everyone,
yeah.
I got my grandmother on the line. How you feeling?
Yes, sure. I'm on the line. How you must know how you're feeling. I'm feeling better.
Okay.
I'm feeling.
And what's the deal? Are you going to be able to go home? Are you going to be able to go? We've been talking about you tonight and the health of a lot of other relatives out there. So, you know, Mike ain't doing too good. Mike and Melody out in Wisconsin. And we got some other people on the phone line who have listened to you in the past, supporters. And you know how we do our show. But we got Malaton on here. I know you talked about him. You like him. And we got Head Tone on here, too. And we got Brother Mercy.
Yeah, like
we got BitBanker. But when you going home? When are you going home? Talk to me.
August 22nd.
August 22nd. All right. So you get to go home. Now, I know Deborah Lewis is there helping you in the background. Can you give us a thank you for Elizabeth Rondo for letting us hear your voice. Deborah Lewis, can you give us a medical update real quick? Because they're going to turn the show off on us in about any minute. So can you give us a medical update?
Yes, she's doing much better. The swelling has gone down. Her breathing's much better. Working on therapy so she can walk. And
Mike was talking about that too. Deborah Lewis, Mike was talking about that. Mike is from Wisconsin is actually going to be going into a rehab center also. So, and folks, those of you listening tonight, this is going to happen to all of us. But what's a rehab? What's this rehab doing? Because we know Elizabeth Rondo's in a rehab or she went into the rehab and she didn't like it, I don't think. So talk to me about that.
No, the first place she definitely did not like, and now we're at another place, and it really isn't that much better. They just do things a little bit the way they're supposed to do it. The therapy here is really good, but everything else, it's really kind of sad.
Okay.
I stay here. We actually, I was going to turn into your show as soon as you called, but she had to do her breathing treatment, and we had to do other things to her, so I couldn't turn it on.
What advice do you have to give to, like, for instance, Mike? He's going into a rehab, and now you've dealt with this with your mother, Elizabeth Rondo, who's my grandmother, and who's been here since day one. We started this show together, you know. So what advice do you have to give to people out there? We got people out there who are older, who are, even like Malaton, he's in his 60s. BitBanker's listening. Joe and Sebastian Florida's listening. Mike's going to be going into a rehab. What advice can you give Mike?
Family members need to stay on top of it because if you're not there and you don't pay attention, they kind of slip through the cracks and they don't get the attention they need. I don't know what kind of rehab centers are out in Wisconsin, but let me tell you, I prefer our southern rehab units compared to what's up here.
Wow. So what you're saying is those rehab centers, what do you mean by slip through the cracks? They cut corners and don't really do what they're supposed to be doing to rehabilitate the patient?
And that's right. The care really stinks. I've been getting her ready for bed and everything myself. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm here to help, you know, because otherwise she'd just lay here. So you have to kind of stay on top of things. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, folks, people up there listening, one day you may need your family, and this is good advice. This is an experience, a lesson to be learned, because, my grandmother's in a rehab right now, and if her daughter wasn't there to help her, what she's trying to say is that she wouldn't be getting rehab. So, Mike, out in Wisconsin, who's listening right now, if you have any questions, you need to ask now because they're going to cut us off at within the next 5 minutes, I think, because I'm out of time right now, actually. So, Mike, if you're still there, if you have any questions, you want to say something, do it now, or maybe Joe and Sebastian in Florida, anybody, just ask away. Mike, or Brother Mercy even, I know you got family you may be concerned about, but Mike, real quick, if you're there, go ahead, Mike.
I just want to tell Betty to wish Betty a speedy recovery. And, yeah, we know about falling through the cracks. My wife's father was in one of those. And if she didn't go in there every day, things sometimes didn't get done. But I just want to wish her good luck.
Good luck to you,
that's
Mike.
Great.
We're praying for you. We're praying for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, everyone, I got to wrap up the show. And if someone wants to jump in real quick, I'm going to give you a chance. All you got to do is just yell and say, no, I need got something to say, because otherwise I got to wrap it up. But my grandmother, this is my grandmother. My grandmother up in, I'll be up there next Friday to visit you. So, August 22nd, boy, I wish you were going home sooner. Cause I wanted some of your homemade spaghetti sauce.
You won't be able to get that, but she wants to see little Joey. Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's my son, actually. So, well, that's great. Okay, listen, we got to wrap it up. I know you couldn't call in the beginning. It would have been special if you did, but I'm glad you called in at the end. Hey, every show takes its turn. And, we've got family members out there who need our help. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, he needs, he's all alone down there. Mike out in Wisconsin, he needs help. Bitbanker, we're still young enough. Malakon, he's out there. He's a friend of ours. Deborah Lewis calling in, originally from North Carolina, up in Connecticut now with her mother and two other people here. But I think these are prank callers, so I'm not going to connect them. So, we're going to go ahead and just drop the call right now. But listen, I will do a show on location from the state of Connecticut. Okay, so I hope you tune in. Thursday there will be no show. But next Sunday there will be from the state of Connecticut. And I hope Malakon, hope Tone, I hope Brother Mercy, everybody joins in and we'll have a great show. A family show, friends show. Friends are what's important. And listen, we got a lot of problems in this world, and that's what we're trying to talk about here. And even if it's in our own individual worlds and within our own families, that's what's important for us to talk about. And we do that here on Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in today. So I'm going to go ahead and end the episode. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
Good night.